Ah, there it is. That's Perdona al Primo Effetto. That's Tower Act. And a bit of Mozart. And why wouldn't you? La Clemenza di Tito. That, by the way, was the chamber orchestra of Europe. And, of course, she's very big in Europe. She's very popular. And I don't know how she's actually taken time out of her schedule to talk to me at all today. And the concert hall only on top of everything else. Tara, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Sure, I'm good. Listen, congratulations on all your greatness.
Thanks a million.
So it's been great talking to you, and we'll talk to you again sometime. Listen, you're up early. So tonight, then, it's at the National Concert Hall, and it's wonderful to have it back. And it's not capacity, but it's getting there, 60%, as you know. Tickets in person, €20. Tickets live stream are €10. And you're talking a special programme that is put together by Tara Rock and Deborah Collins, and you've got sopranos Anna Devon, you've Mairead Buick, you've Magella Culler, you've Robin Trickler, you've Gavin Ring, Owen Gilhooly Miles, and the bass John Malloy, and it's everything from Puccini through the Dvorak and Vaughan Williams, and anyway, it's going to be a great night, and that's what's happening tonight at the National Concert Hall. 8 o'clock kickoff, but you're back on a stage in Ireland, and that's the trick, isn't it?
That is, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, it's been a tough year and a half, nearly 2 years for everybody,
yeah.
Worldwide, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, I myself certainly have been very lucky, and I have done some work during the lockdown, but all to no public.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we sing for the public.
Of course.
And as Irish people, as storytellers.
Yes.
Really, our whole art form revolves around the public. So I can't explain. I'm full of the joys of life that we're finally getting to sing for the public back in the concert hall, you know, where everything, certainly for me anyway, where everything kind of started.
Which is wonderful. And it's so it's a live stream for those who aren't there, but you can get tickets to go as well, which is terrific.
Indeed. So what we've done, so we have put together two concerts, myself and Derby Collins. And we decided, you know, I mean, there's an incredible new generation of singers that, of course, nobody's heard because they've all graduated in the last kind of 18 months and there was nothing going on.
There was no place for them to debut. Yeah.
And we put out a call on social media and people applied, which was great.
They do that.
And then we had this, you know, amazing kind of working day with them yesterday. We got to go through the repertoire. And they also, you know, we had a good kind of talk about the industry and what's going on. And, you know, we opened the floor that they could ask kind of anything they wanted. I have to say, Marty, the level of singing was spectacular. It is spectacular.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It fills me with excitement to see these really technically brilliant singers that are just bursting with joy to finally sing for the public.
And, they're all Irish, they're all based here.
Absolutely, every one of them. And taught here, you know, like the country can take such pride in the fact that we're producing this kind of level of singers.
Do you want to give me a name check on them or will I do it?
You do it.
Go for it. Ah, yeah, because you've six, you've five sopranos and one baritone. Is that correct?
Lucky man. In a room full of women.
Where's the rest of the fellas? Anyway, you've Suzanne Fennell, soprano. Gabrielle Dundon, you've Lorna Breen, you have Susie Gibbons and Maria Matthews, and then David Kennedy is the baritone.
That's right.
So what happens? Each one has a moment. Is that the way it works?
Exactly. So what we did, we opened it and said you can sing absolutely anything you want. So they brought a selection of songs and a selection of opera.
Right.
And obviously Derva Collins is our national recital expert. And so she worked with them on the songs and I did the opera. And we have an amazing pianist playing for them called Annalisa Monticelli. And she is now an adopted Irish pianist.
She's one of the Carlo Monticelli's. Where's she from?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she teaches at the Royal Irish Academy and also in DKIT in Dundalk. But I met her at 18 when I went out to do my first course in Italy during the summer. Yeah, and so she also has kind of played for me for the last nearly 20 years. And it's kind of a coming of age that she can now also help these new generation of Irish singers, and it's brilliant to have somebody that speaks the native language.
They can
hear it in the room and everything. So yes, we offered them that they could sing anything they wanted, and so every one of them is making a concert hall debut, and so I'm delighted. I'm actually going to present the concert myself, so I'm here panics writing notes. I'm not like yourself that can just whittle it off.
And I presume they have mammies and daddies who are going to be there, because it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's a very big moment. And what I tried to explain to them yesterday, I mean, we are so blessed as a nation of singers that the public here, they're so warm and welcoming, but also they nurture you. You know, they want to hear you at the start, at the middle, later on. They want to hear how the voice changes and what you've learned, and they're invested.
Well, that's
you know,
great.
And it's a really big deal for an Irish singer to make a debut.
We are for a second. I want to play a little bit of the Barbara Seville, because we have it for Fergus Shiel with the Wexford Festival Opera, where you sang, and it's always a joy. So let's have a listen to this. Anyway, there it is, the Barbara Seville. Now, look, that's one thing. But you were talking about the fact, Tara rocked with me this morning, you were talking about the fact, you know, here you couldn't be on stage. What was it like? You were in Paris at the Palais Garnier. And you, what were you doing there? What was your...
Well, I was sitting in Dublin on a Wednesday afternoon, and I got a phone call, this is the last week in August, to ask me if I would fly to Paris at the weekend to jump in and learn a new opera. I mean, learn a new opera to me, an opera by Gluck called Iphigénie entre rides.
Okay.
And sure.
You immediately said no.
Indeed, I will be there. So yeah. I flew to Paris with no score, nothing. And when I got there, they gave me the music and I had 2.5 weeks to learn it before opening night.
That is so tight. Is it a very long piece?
No. I mean, as operas go, I suppose it's not that long. Comes in under the 3-hour mark, but she has 6 arias and a heck of a lot of singing to do.
That's a lot of stuff.
And in Paris, they don't use a prompter, you know, so there's nobody there to kind of whisper the words in the wings.
Why don't they use a prompter?
However.
Why don't they do that?
What's they don't just it's just not the tradition. I don't know, right. But you know, sure. Not, I'm not afraid of hard work. So I was in the theatre every morning at 6:15, and I would study alone until we would rehearse. Then 10:30 to 5:30, and I stayed again. Then from 5:30 to 9:00 until I had it learned off.
And I thought you'd be parading along the Champs Elysees, having the crowd.
No, there was no time for that. Let
God
me tell you.
and in terms of audience, how did the audience work in Paris?
So they're slightly further ahead of us with numbers, COVID-wise. So it was a full house every night.
Oh,
and
wow.
Of course, we finished just at the weekend and it's Paris Fashion Week. So
the
place was packed.
That's right.
You know, absolutely.
See, Paul McCartney's there. They're all there. All the greats. All the greats. Stella. You should have said they got a fuck from Stella McCartney.
Imagine.
Now, so hang on a second. So that's what you were doing in Paris at Palais Garnier, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Then you're off to Munich.
I'm going to Munich to rehearse with the Münchner Kammer Orchestra, so the Chamber Orchestra of Munich, and then we are going to do a tour in Spain of the cathedrals on the Camino.
Are you going to walk it?
No, but you know what? Myself and my mother, we did the virtual Camino in Carlingford during the lockdown, and we walked the 770-something kilometres.
What do you mean you did the virtual Camino? How do you do that, Tara?
You could do it. You signed up. Oh, I have a big medal. It was like...
You're such a bragger.
You know? I have more than one.
How did you do it? You sign up
and every day you had to log a certain amount of kilometres. So there's an amazing walkway between Carlingford and Greenore.
You don't realize, I know
the
it.
The old train line.
Yes.
And we would go there. It's 14 kilometres from the centre of Carlingford to Greenore. To Omeath.
That's
Carlingford,
a great idea.
Yeah. We did it every day during the lockdown.
And you're talking fitness as well as pleasure, if you like.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And you're there on the sea and everything. It's absolutely stunning.
Oh, I know it. I know. It's a beautiful part of the world. But that's a great idea. Yeah. Anyway, all of this going on.
Yeah,
Spain.
Plenty. Yeah. Spain. And then I'm going to Berlin for the Barbara Seville. I go back to Paris for a new production of Massenet's Cendrillon, which is Cinderella in French.
Yeah.
Which is a role debut for me. And then I come back here to Dublin then to do another role debut of Maria Stuarda, which is the story of, you know, Queen Elizabeth and Mary Stuart. So
that's right, with Irish National Opera.
That's going to be epic. And Anna Devon, it's going to be really super. However, let me say what I should have said earlier. We have a second concert.
It's at 8:00. Is it the tickets in person and then the live stream at the same time, is it?
Exactly. Tickets in person and the live stream. Okay. And what we did here was try to gather, you know, as many kind of beloved Irish singers as we could. And same thing, offer them, sing anything you want.
Right.
But it'll be the first time that almost all of them are back in Dublin, first of all, and back with the public. So, you know, sopranos, we have Anna Devon, Mairead Buick, Magella Cullough from Cork. We have Gavin Ring, Robin Trichler.
Gavin Ring, the well-known tenor.
Indeed.
That's right.
We have Owen Gilhooly, baritone, and John Molloy. What a group. Now, I will also sing myself. Dervla Collins will play for everybody. I have to say, it is a whopper of a programme. It is a whopper. And what was amazing, you know, Marty, we're so lucky that we have so many incredible singers out on the circuit, all over the world, Irish.
It's true.
But the thing is, it took one text message. That was all it did. One text message.
Sure.
Not a single person said no.
Well, everyone's anxious, and you're so right. Everyone's anxious.
Yeah. And you know? But the pride they have, all these singers have, in coming home to sing in the concert hall.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really special, and I hope that the public know that, how much it means to all of us to be able to come back and offer something and show that we're all still here and we're all still in it together, and you know.
Well, it means so much to everybody, because it's all coming together now, thank God. You said correctly earlier on, we're slower than others. That's just the way it is. But the fact is,
fine. We have to be careful.
No, we're getting there. No, but it's just been a slower move in terms of here
Indeed.
Than other countries. But the fact is
Indeed.
That we're getting there. And now, you know, people are going to the cinema and you've 2 seats and then there's 2 away from you and then another 2 and so on. And that's
Absolutely.
How this will work too. And I've seen photographs from the NCH. It's going to work well. We have the Bord Gáis open again. People are flocking back. It's 60% at the moment, but it'll get bigger. But I'm looking at the list. Verdi, Puccini, Dvorak, Handel, Schubert. It's a terrific list. It's all there.
Yes, it's one of everything.
It's the only one missing, isn't it?
That is exactly the truth.
Yeah.
It's all there, all of us. Poor Dervla Collins will need a week's rest. Her fingers will be burnt.
What are you singing yourself tonight? What are you singing yourself?
I am going to sing from Mozart's Don Giovanni. I'm going to sing, and then I will sing one of my very favourite Irish songs, which is Gortna Mona by Percy French.
Good girl. A bit of Percy French. You can't beat it. You can't beat it.
No, you can't.
No, it's going to be terrific. Well, now, if people want to go, National Concert Hall, it's the usual story, isn't it? Just get in touch with them, because that's the easiest way of doing it. But just to let people know that it's on, tickets are in person at €20. Very, very reasonably priced, as my mother would say, keenly priced. And there's a live stream, as well, which is €10, if you want to do it that way. But if people want to go, I think it'd be great to have, as you say, people in front of you. That's the excitement, that's the buzz. As it gets better and better and better. Yeah, great. You sound a great voice. You sound a great form.
Thanks very much. Yeah. It's still warmed up from the shows at the weekend.
Yeah, well, I'd say that. I would say that. I really would. I'd say it'll be terrific. Well, listen, I wish you the very best, because to have all that music and to have Owen Gilhooly Miles and John Molloy and Robin Titchler and Gavin Ring, Braid, Magella, Anna Devil, that's fantastic. And I hope you have a great... Are you going to present this like the other concert? Are you going to present as well? No.
I'm nearly afraid to say I am.
You are?
I'm just chancing my arm, you know.
Yeah, but sure, why not? Why not? Why shouldn't you go out there? You know as much as anybody. Goes way with that. You know, more than most. You should go and enjoy it. Listen, it's a pleasure, and I've enjoyed the chat this morning, and I just
want to say it's
8 o'clock start. That'll be a full evening. And how are you accompanied, by the way? What's the story with the accompaniment?
Dervla Collins.
Dervla's going to do it on the tonight, okay?
Yes.
Listen, that's perfect. Look, thanks a million, and keep well, Tara. God bless you.
Thanks, Marty. Mind yourself.
You too, Vic. Okay? Take care. Bye. Now, to finish off, here is music from Rossini. This is Non Più Mestra with the great Tara Arocht. And we wish her well tonight.
più me staccato al fuoco, starò sulla gorgheggia, no, a fullo solo un gioco, il mio lungo palmeggio. Più me staccando al fuoco, starò sola a gorgheggiar, no, a fullambo un sogno, un gioco, il mio lungo più me sta canto al fuoco, sarò sola gorgheggiar, affondando un sogno, un gioco, il mio lungo palpitar, affondando un sogno, gioco, affondando un sogno, gioco, il mio lungo palpitar, un sogno, gioco, affondando un sogno, gioco, il mio lungo palpitar.
Listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.